Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, the only program where you will train yourself to outrun, outfight, and outlive the majority of the world's population. Today, we're going to be talking about crafting the ideal survival fitness day. Now, this is my day, my ideal day. It's not my day every day, obviously, because life gets in the way sometimes. But it's the day if I have, if everything's perfect, this is my ideal survival fitness day, right? And yours can be different. The idea is that you craft one, right? So this is more of an example of mine, so then you can craft your own. So you have a daily plan of health, wellness, longevity, get your strength training, get your fight training, get your parkour training, get your swimming training, all that stuff all in, right? And of course, it changes depending on the situation, because when I travel, I might not have access to a pool. It happens quite a lot. Even now, where I am, I don't have access to a pool, right? So I change my routine a little bit. In fact, now I'm starting to get more into it. I've actually created a no swim version of the Survival Fitness Plan. So if you go and even just get the basic plan, which you can get for free, survivalfitnessplan.com/app, get that for free, download it, and you'll have the complete version, and then you'll have a no swim version. And the no swim version is for people that want to or don't have access to or just don't want to swim. I mean, ideally you will do the complete version, and there's also parkour only versions and fight only versions as well, but I do recommend doing the complete version. If you don't have the ability to swim, then do the non-swim version. There shouldn't really be any reason why you don't want to do either parkour or fight, but if you're that inclined, that's fair enough. All right. So I'm going to tell you my day, and then I'll go through it in more detail and why I do certain things. All right, so here we go. Now, I've got, I'm going to wake up at a certain time or do things at a, like, on point. Like, it's nothing's ever 7 o'clock on the dot, right? Things are always between 7 and 8, I'm going to start this, all right? Just gives me a little bit more flexibility. And for example, if I'm working or if I'm doing something and it goes a little bit over time, I don't feel rushed because I know I've got that time gap. So I feel like that works quite well for me. Maybe you're a bit more rigid, that's fine. Maybe you're a bit more loosey-goosey, that's fine too. So somewhere between 6 and 8 o'clock, I wake up. It's usually closer to 6, but you never know. Sometimes I have a big night or a late night and I want to wake up a little bit. It's very, very rarely I wake up past 8 o'clock. It's very, very rare that I go to sleep past midnight. So, but anyway, we'll get to the end of the day at the end of the day. Let's start with the start of the day. Somewhere between 6 and 8 o'clock, I wake up, right? And the very first thing I do, and I've just started incorporating this very recently. The very first thing I do, which I've been doing since I was a teenager, is rinse my mouth out with water, right? Because you've got all that extra bacteria and rinse that out. But then the thing that I've been incorporating more is I rinse my mouth out and then I drink a bunch of water, at least half a liter. So usually it's about 3/4 of a liter, right? I just drink 3/4 of a liter to rehydrate my body. Sometimes I drink a whole liter. It just depends on the climate I'm in as well. But I always want to try to get at least 3/4 of a liter. And that's a pretty good rule of thumb for everyone, every adult, I'd say, right? And then after that, I'll do some oil pulling, right? So this is the thing I've just started incorporating like the last couple of days actually, is get the coconut oil, do some oil pulling, do that for about 5 minutes. And while I'm doing that, I do my sun salutations. Now, this is as a habit in the Survival Fitness Plan, but it's not part of the general Survival Fitness Plan. But I do recommend making it a habit to do sun salutations in the morning. The reason, anyway, I'll go into things in deeper, like I said before, I won't get carried away. I had no sun salutations and then a cold plunge, right? Then I do a workout. So that's the app. Right? I do some warm-ups, I do flight or fight training, do some mobility, do some meditation. And all that happens, I start that somewhere between 6 and 8 o'clock. All right? So as long as I've started between 6 and 8 o'clock, that's usually good. Because all that sounds like a lot, it doesn't take more than an hour, right? It might take an hour and a half max. So then somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock, I'll have my morning coffee. Sometimes I skip it, like today I skipped it. But I'll have morning coffee and I'll put some MCT and some collagen peptides in it. I'll go over again why I don't do that earlier, right? So coffee with MCT and collagen peptides. Between 10 and 11, I get some sunshine, right? I make sure I get some sunshine, and I read for a little bit, and I walk around barefoot. If you've got a dog, it's a good time. Take the dog for a walk. Somewhere between 11 and 12, I have a super shake, right? That's my first real meal of the days. I have my super shake. And then somewhere between 12 and 1, or 12 and 2, I should say, I might take a nap. Sometimes I skip it. Very rarely, though. I usually take a nap. Throughout the day, I'll have some snacks. Usually some fermented foods, herbal teas, vegetable sticks, fruit, that sort of thing. But somewhere between 3 and 4 o'clock will be my second meal-ish. It's still a snack. But I use the Arnold protein ice cream, or my version of it. It's a little changed a little bit. I took Arnold's and I made it better for me. And I'll tell you my version when I go through all this again. So I have an Arnold's ice cream. And then somewhere between 6 and 7, I eat dinner, protein with lots and lots of vegetables. Somewhere between 8 and 9, I like to do my light discipline. And then somewhere between 10 and 11, I sleep, right? And then do it all again. All right, and you might be thinking, where do I work in between? Well, I work in between all those things, right? And then every hour, like between after my nap and between number 4 and like at 5 o'clock, every hour I'll get up, make sure I stretch it a little bit. All right, let's go everything in detail now. So that's the general gist. Wake up, work out, work, eat when I need to eat, and then have a nap, and then eat some more, and then go to sleep, right? Work more. I'm quite lucky because my day is quite flexible because I work for myself, so I can do it all the time. But this is not hard to incorporate into a normal work day either. Let's go through it a little bit. So between 6 and 8, I wake up. Obviously, waking up, whatever. The earlier you wake up, the better, in my opinion, as long as you're getting enough sleep, right? So make sure you get at least 7 hours of sleep, preferably 8. And you want not just length of sleep, but you want good quality sleep, all right? And we'll go over that more at the end as well, of how to get good quality sleep. But so you wake up, and I like to rinse out my mouth, like I said before, to get the bacteria. I drink some water to rehydrate because your body tends to dehydrate quite a lot over the night if you don't drink during the night, which probably most people don't. I don't because I'm asleep, right? So I like to drink at least 3/4. If I'm in a hot climate, I might drink up to a liter, at least 3/4 of a liter of water. Then I'll do some sun salutations. The reason I really like sun salutations is because, first of all, it warms up your body, right? And you get some breathing in there, and it's a type of moving meditation, right? You get some good breathing. Type of moving meditation, you stretch your body out a bit, right? Sun salutations. And if you were very strict on it, you'd be doing it outside in the sun, facing the sun, right? But I don't do that. I don't like doing yoga outside because whatever. Anyway, but 4 out of 5 ain't bad. Was that 5 things? Doesn't matter. Then I do a cold plunge. Now, I haven't been doing this in a long time. So what I've been doing instead is just spurting on the cold shower after the end of my shower. But the cold plunge is definitely a good idea if you've got access to it. I used to do like freeze the salad bowl with a little bit of water and fill that up and then cold plunge it then. Well, I should start doing that again. But if you've got like access to an actual cold plunge, a lot of people use their bathtub and fill it up with ice, but I don't really have the resources for that. Like, it's a lot of ice you gotta dump in there to get it. You know what I mean? So cold plunge if you can. And then you work out, right? You do your workout, strength training, cardio training, and then make sure you do your mobility at the end. And I've been reading this book by Dr. Kelly Starrett. I'm not sure if he's a doctor. He's definitely a physio. Kelly Starrett is a physio or a doctor. Maybe they are. Anyway, him and his wife wrote this book called Built to Move, and I'm getting through it. And so you'll probably see that some of the mobility stuff and is going to change a little bit, right? But that's good. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean don't wait for it to change. Go get the app now because, yeah. All right. Between 8 and 9, I do my coffee. Oh, meditation's in there. That's important for mental health and for de-stressing and all that sort of stuff. Coffee with MCT and collagen peptides. Now, I use collagen peptides for 2 reasons. One, it's protein, right? Collagen protein. Even though it's not a complete protein, it's still a protein. So it's always good to get a little bit of extra of that in there. And because it's good for your stomach lining. A lot of people use like collagen. They think, oh, collagen is for beauty or whatever. I know it is. Don't get me wrong. It's good for your hair. It's good for your nails. It's good for your skin. But that's just a happy side effect for the reason that I use it for my gut. So make sure it's collagen type 1 and 3. or one or three. Not type two. Type two is for bone, for your bone structure, which is also good, but that's just not the reason I take it. So with MCT, MCT oil, most people have heard of MCT oil. It's good brain fuel, right? So I get that with my coffee, and sometimes I skip a lot of times I skip that coffee. But the reason I do it past 8 o'clock is because if you notice that my last meal is no later than 7, so which means I finish eating no later than 8 o'clock, and so it's the 8 o'clock mark is the 12-hour mark, because I do time restricted eating, and eight, like the minimum is 12. It should be between 12 and 16 hours to get the effects, the better effects of autophagy, which is when your cells does cleans up all the dead cells or whatever. I don't know the exact science on that, but I know that everyone says it, so I follow all the experts. A black coffee, a straight up black coffee, probably won't affect autophagy. I don't think I'm saying that, autophagy, whatever. But because I put the collagen and the, like, coffee with MCT probably won't affect it either, because it's so little amount of calories. But because I put the collagen in the MCT, I like to keep it at 8 o'clock. And it's just a good time as well, 8 o'clock. A lot of people say have coffee 40 minutes before your exercise. You get me. Well, that's true. But I find I don't really need that extra boost of energy to perform for exercises, because the solid fitness plan, it's not that difficult. Like, it's honestly, it's just above the minimum that everyone should do. I know everyone says, oh, the minimum should walk half hour walk a day. No, that's not the minimum. That's ridiculous. Like, half an hour walking a day is nothing, right? You need to work out. You need to do some strength training. You need to do some cardio. Anyway, so the Survival Fitness Plan, you do strength, you do cardio, and it's more about the skills, because you can do strength and cardio with almost any program, right? But you can't get the skills you can get, and that's the main thing with Survival Fitness. Anyway, so you do it, but we do have strength and cardio and all that in there because we're trying to live longer too. So there you go. Anyway, so then 10 to 11, get some sunshine. Sunshine's really good. You need... I'd say 10 to 20 minutes of sunshine. Even if you live in a cloudy area, just go out and face the sun. You'll be surprised how much vitamin D gets through, right? And you probably want to take some vitamin D supplements as well. Most people don't get enough sunshine, right? I like to read while I walk around in the sun, because it's good. I like reading. And then walk barefoot so you get grounded, right? So that's why. So I walk around, and I take, when I'm here, I'm in Phoenix at the moment, and so my friend's got a dog, so I take a dog out. And that's a good time. We walk around in the sun. He likes to sniff grass and eat grass. And I read and walk around barefoot. So that's cool. All right. Walk around barefoot's good for earthing. So you get connected back to the earth, and it dissipates all the electrical radiation and stuff that we absorb through sitting at computers all day long. All right. Between 11 and 12, I eat my meal, my super shake. I've explained the super shake before. You can go look at a past episode, or just go to the nutrition, get the app, and you'll get the nutrition guide for free. And then you can go look it up, the super shake, right? That's good because it gets protein, you get a bunch of nutrients for the day. So if you eat bad for the rest of the day, at least you've done that. Preferably you'll eat good for the rest of the day as well. But if you eat bad for, like, just having that super shake, you're getting way more nutrients than most of the population. So there you go. Then I'll have a siesta between 12 and 1 just because I like a nap. And then all my snacks or whatever. From the look of that, you'll see that every hour I'm doing something. I have to get up, right? Because it's not good to stay stationary for more than an hour. In fact, it's not good to stay stationary for any, like, even more than half an hour. But so especially sitting down, I sit down at the computer. I'd like to have a standing work desk, but it's just not practical where I am at the moment. But just get up every hour, right? Get up, stretch, do some YTWs, do some push-ups or something. Just get up and stretch, have a good walk around for 3 minutes, do some exercise, all that. 3 to 4, get the Arnold's protein ice cream, which is awesome. It's another dose of protein for me, because I'm also pretty close to vegetarian. I do eat meat occasionally, but I'm pretty close to vegetarian, so I need the complete proteins, and that's what Arnold's ice cream gives me, that extra little boost. So then at dinner time, I have a little bit of protein, and I'm pretty good. All right, so I have the Arnold's ice cream. I like to put cocoa and honey in it, and some nuts as well, which Arnold doesn't put, but there you go. Make things your own, and you're more likely to do it. Excuse me, I just got it. And then between 8 and 9, I try to get some light discipline. Now I'm pretty bad at this at the moment, but I will try to get better. I want to get some of those red blocking glasses, like the blue blocking glasses, right? Pure dark glasses or whatever. Try to turn off the screen, which is a bit difficult for me because I like to work late into the night. But if I had some of those blue blocking glasses, I would be able to block out the light at least. And you got to be really good with the light discipline. Like once you do it, you can't. I was just listening to a podcast this morning, and they're like, "There's no point." Like a lot of people do the light discipline, and then they turn on the light for 5 seconds to go to the bathroom, or for 5 minutes to go to the bathroom. But that's not right. You even just doing it you got to do it full on, and then just track your sleep. I don't track my sleep at all. I probably should get an Aura ring or something. So I might do that in the future. But so I try to stay away from screens late at night, just because it messes up your sleep. Get some light discipline. And then between 10 and 11, I sleep, right? Somewhere between 10 and 11, I go to bed. And then because I wake up at around somewhere between 6 and 8, so let's say I go to bed at 10, I wake up at 6, right? More or less. My body I naturally sleep for whatever time I go to bed, I'll probably wake up 7 or 8 hours later. Yeah, so there you go, and that's it. So that's my routine and the reasons I do it. Of course, you're going to have to change it for you. I know a lot of people have to go to work. I have to work as well. But because I can work when I want, I do a lot of work at night and throughout the day. And like when I wake up at like between 6 and 8, I'll do some work then. And then I'll train and then I'll have my coffee and then I'll do some work. And then, you know what I mean? So, but I know everyone's different. So just make it work for you. And then, yeah, that's it. Don't forget, train yourself to outrun, outfight, and outlive the majority of the world's population with the Survival Fitness Plan app. Go get it now. www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Take a screenshot of the podcast and share it on your social media. Hashtag Survival Fitness Plan. And that's it for today, guys. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you again next time.